Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to the What to Read Next podcast, episode number 12. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Today, I'm doing things differently, and I have a guest. Today's guest is Desiree from Unbound Book Reviews. Unbound Book Reviews is a romance booktube channel that I've been watching for the past 3 months. In this show, Desiree shares her favorite books for 2018, her favorite romance subgenre, and her go-to autobuy authors. Now, let's get to the show. Hi, Desiree. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us who you are.
My name is Desiree, and I'm a booktuber slash blogger at Unbound Book Reviews.
I love it. I found your booktube about 3 months ago, and I've binge-watched pretty much all the episodes. So, and I'm always curious to hear what's next, what's the next book review, because that's probably one click buy for me. So I love your channel. So well, you have a romance YouTube channel. So what is it about romance novels that you love?
I love the chance to fall in love every day with a different love story. You know, it's the beautiful part about romance, the romance genre, I think, is literally you get to experience a new type of love and fall into it with every new story that you get. You know, it's like a fresh new experience. And since I was a kid and I was reading fantasy books, I was always kind of zoning into the romance part of it. But then once I started actually going into romance novels, that's where I found like my niche. I was like, I found my tribe once I entered the romance book community. Yeah, I love the experiences, the different experience of different versions of love in every single book.
I love it. Yeah, I love the experience that you get. You get to fall in love, I don't know how many times. Every romance has its own angst, its own circumstances, and it's amazing to watch.
It is.
So what's your favorite subgenre in the romance novels that you love?
Still fantasy romance. Yeah.
What are some of your fantasy romance? What would be your favorite ones?
I love the Bird and the Sword and The Queen and the Cure by Amy Harmon. Those are two of my favorites. Emma Scott has a great one called The Dark Side of the Moon, although she writes that under another pen name. That's okay. E.S. Bell. And then the rest of them are pretty much just fantasy novels, but they do have a little bit of romance in them, but they don't contain enough romance for me to feature them on the channel, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, I've read quite a few fantasy and they'll have a romance in it. And I'm like, oh, this is good. That's part of what excites me for the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's your favorite book of all time?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it can vary because, I mean, you only really figure out what your favorite book of all time is by reading new books, and then there's always the risk of replacing that one. But at the moment, it's Drive by Kate Stewart.
Okay, what is the book about?
It's about this girl named Stella, and it starts off in the present times, and then the majority of the book is told through past events. And it's basically about her. It is a romance, but it's really about her coming to discover who she is, what she wants out of life. And the bit that I love the most about the novel is that it's very unconventional in terms of the entire romance aspect of it.
Okay.
Where it really delves into the human heart and the conflict within the human, you know, the heart, and how greatly someone can love and how vastly someone can love. And it was just a really brilliant novel.
I love it. I'm going to pick it up. So thank you for the recommendation there.
Oh, you're going to love it. That was my favorite book of 2017. Yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
Yay. Love it. I'm so excited. So who are your favorite unicorn authors? What authors are you on to buy that you automatically click and buy those books that they release?
Emma Scott, Mia Sheridan, Penelope Ward, Vi Keeland, Kristen Callahan, now Kate Stewart. There are a few other ones, but those are the majority. And Layla Attar.
Ooh, I love it. Favorite books that you read so far in 2018?
Punk 57 by Penelope Douglas is definitely one.
Yeah.
I don't have a review on that one yet, but it will be coming up soon. Corrupt by Penelope Douglas. I discovered Penelope Douglas this year and like my whole life has changed.
Yeah.
In Harmony by Emma Scott, The Smallest Part by Amy Harmon. And I just finished an audiobook that was amazing. Definitely one of my favorites of 2018. It's Dane Storm by Mia Sheridan. That's out on audio.
Ooh, good to know. So yeah, I have Corrupt on my Kindle. It's on the list. I have a couple arcs to read, and then that's probably going to be my next book to read.
You better clear out your schedule, because once you start that book, you're in for it. You're on that train, and you're not going to stop until the book ends. It sucks you right in. It really does. Ooh,
that's really good to hear. Yeah, I love Punk 57. It was one of my favorite books last year. So
yeah, I can't believe I didn't read it. I've had it on my Kindle for years, and then I was doing the mystery read with Jessica from Peace Love Books, which we're still doing, and that was her pick for me, and I just finished reading it about a week ago, and oh my gosh, it was incredible.
Yes, it was incredible. So what is the most anticipated release in 2018?
More Than Words by Mia Sheridan. That's out in June.
I haven't read a Mia Sheridan book. I should actually get to.
Oh man, she's life. Her books are life. I have every single one of her books. She's like, I've been reading her for years. Never lets me down.
That's really good to hear. So now let's talk about your BookTube channel. What inspired you to start?
What inspired me to start it? Basically, I started getting involved in the bookish community, and I kind of wanted to get involved a little bit more. So I thought about starting, a written blog. But I wanted something more. I wanted a deeper connection with other members of the book community, with authors. And I think, written blogs, podcasts, BookTube, I think they're all very separate beasts. Mm-hmm. And you take something away from one that you can't get from another.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I felt like I wanted people to see, my reactions. I'm a pretty evocative person in terms of my emotions. It's written all over my face. Which is why I'm a terrible liar. But I wanted people to see, how a book really made me feel, and then hopefully connect with people and have them, tell me they felt the same way, or, have them pick up the book because they'd never heard of it, or they didn't, they were thinking about reading it and they're going to read it even, sooner. I wanted that a different connection with readers that I felt personally I couldn't get from just a written blog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. I love BookTube. I think it's been one of those greatest discoveries. I learned about it through a podcast. A podcast guest shared about it. She's like, about BookTube. And I was like, what is that? And she's like, that's a place where you can find lots of book recommendations. And it was a great place for me. It just added to my queue. I discovered new adult. And now from there, I discovered romance novels. So it just evolved. My reading has evolved thanks to BookTube.
Oh, yeah. Mine too, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I never really would have discovered it without BookTube.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about having a BookTube channel?
Definitely the interactions that I get with people. There's so many different positive takeaways from it, but I love communicating with, followers and having them recommend books to me, or having them tell me, how they felt about a book, their opinion on it. It's really interesting because reading is so personal and it is so subjective. So it's awesome to see how a book that you really loved affected another person in either the same way or a different way. And I love being able to build, friendships and rapports with people, and same thing with the authors. It really connects me to the authors who, are like my gods. They're amazing.
Yes. That's amazing. I love it. So tell us where I can find you online.
You can find me on YouTube at Unbound Book Reviews. And you can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/UnboundBookReviews. And for any takeovers and giveaways and stuff like that, we do have a group. It's Unbound Book Boudoir. And that's pretty much it. We're in the middle of redesigning our website right now, so it's not up.
That sounds good. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Desiree, for a great show. If you would like to connect with Desiree, please check out her YouTube channel, Unbound Book Reviews, or check out her Facebook page, facebook.com/unboundbookreviews, or join her Facebook group, Unbound Book Boudoir. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. It's the best way for this podcast to get discovered by new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.